Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alec Ogletree is brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. He returned last week against the Patriots. He's back with us now. That's Alec Ogletree. Alec, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Alec, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Yo, you guys had a hell of a weekend, man. You didn't even play this Sunday, and look how good a day you had. The Cowboys and the Eagles lose. You guys are only one game out of first place right now.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I enjoyed it, you know, hanging with the family and just, you know, kind of relaxing, you know, getting away from football and just, you know, becoming a fan of the sport again. So, so I definitely enjoyed the little break that we had for sure.
How do you and the doctors, I guess, too, as together as a group, make a decision on when to play or not? Because I'm sure you're saying, oh, let me just push myself back, I can go. But how does everybody come together when you say, okay, I'm in, let's go?
Well, I mean, it's a level of trust between, you know, the players and the training staff and the coaches and stuff. So, you know, you have to go through the rehab process, and, you know, that can go, you know, it varies on how well it goes or how bad it goes. You know, it just depends on, you know, the way you attack it and stuff. So, you know, for me, it was about just doing what I could to, you know, get back as soon as I can, but also being smart in the situation of not, you know, rushing back to, you know, possibly re-injuring and be out longer than, you know, what I was expected to be out. So.
Was it ever close that you were coming back in week four or five, or did you kind of know that week, hey, this isn't going to be the week, maybe next week?
Say that again?
Were you ever close to playing prior to week six? Like, did you think during week five or week four leading up to the game that there was a chance you would actually get back on the field earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to get back on the field earlier, but like I said, there was definitely, you know, you had to, you know, kind of trust, you had to trust what they're saying also, but also know yourself and know whether you can go back out there and perform, you know, the way you need to perform or not. So, you know, it felt like, you know, the Minnesota week, I mean, in my head, I thought I possibly could go, but, you know, we all, like I said, we had to come to an agreement of, you know, we can try to see if we can get you back for the Thursday night game, and we'll be able to do that. So,
talking to Alec Ogletree of the Giants to get ready for the Cardinals at MetLife on Sunday. This defense has gotten better and better, Alec. You know, we've seen it week to week. It get better. And I thought you guys played really a terrific game against the Patriots. I mean, you had pressure on Brady. You had that big fumble return by Marcus Golden for a touchdown. I mean, I thought you guys played a solid defensive game against New England last Thursday night. How about that?
Yeah, I thought we definitely took some strides in the right direction, and, you know, obviously we didn't do enough to, you know, get the win, but, you know, I definitely think we did some really good things in that game that we can build off of, but, you know, we did have some mistakes that, you know, we wish we could get back, but, you know, we got an opportunity this week to, you know, go against Arizona and continue to, you know, grow as a defense and just become better and better, so.
How about David Mayo, one of your teammates? Because I think the linebacking core, obviously it's been undermanned with you being out. I think for a lot of Giant fans a few weeks ago, they weren't even familiar with David Mayo was, but it seemed like he was all over the place against the Patriots on Thursday night, Alec.
Yeah, he was. He's been well. He's been playing well and, you know, doing really great, stepping up, you know, in my absence and, you know, some of the other guys' absence as well. So, you know, we definitely appreciate, you know, what he's brought to the table. And, you know, like I said, he's continue to, you know, get better the more and more he's played, and, you know, it's a reason why he's still out there. So,
and some of the other rookies that are starting to really play well, you know, Dexter Lawrence, Baker, you know, Jimenez, however you say his last name, Jimenez, all those three guys have really started to play a lot better. How about the development of these guys on the defense, Alec?
Yeah, they've came to work since day one. And, we took a few lumps the first few weeks just trying to figure out how we need to use guys and to get them to play, at the best that they can play. And, I think the last few weeks here, they've definitely learned the system. They've got more and more comfortable with the system and, understanding what they need to do on the defense in order to be successful. And it's starting to show. So, we just had to, continue to get those guys to improve and, along with other guys, myself included, just, gelling together and playing well together. So
you go from facing a Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy who has started a million games in his career in Tom Brady, to taking on a little bit of an unknown in Kyler Murray. I mean, he's put a couple of things on tape, obviously. He started every game as a Cardinal. But what about the challenges of facing a guy like Kyler Murray? You haven't gone up against him. We know what he can do with his legs. How about the challenge of Kyler Murray on Sunday?
It's definitely a challenge for us because he's a guy that, people like to talk about his height, but he makes throws all over the field. And you obviously can see why they brought an offense in that fits him, fits what he does well, what he did well in college. And, he's starting to get more and more comfortable in the offense and, going out of control and playing well. So, for us, it's about making sure we, try to corral him, get a lot of pressure on him and, hopefully we can get a couple of bad throws and stuff like that. And get a few, like I said, get pressure on them and cause trouble for them. So,
and what about this team, though, going forward now? I mean, because really the division is now really in play. I mean, Dallas has lost three in a row. The Eagles are sitting at 3-3. They play each other this weekend, so one of them is going to lose. You guys win on Sunday. You're going to be only a game out of first and tied with one of those two teams. Do you guys look at that at this point that, hey, you know what, maybe we could steal this division now? Do you think about that, Alec?
We just try to focus on this week, man. We're trying to focus on what we got to do against Arizona to get a win. We can't worry about the standings and stuff. Coach always says do Monday things. When it's Monday, you got to be where your feet are. And, today, this week is Arizona week. So we're going to, focus on, what we need to do to – get a win against Arizona and we'll leave the standings where they at and at the end of the season we'll figure out where we at what needs to happen. So
we're talking Alec Ogletree. I got to give you a lot of credit because on the play you got hurt on in Tampa Bay, you played through it. I mean, watching the game at home, we thought, oh, it's an incomplete pass. It's not a fumble.
Yeah.
But you picked it up and you said, listen, I haven't blown the whistle. I'm going to go. Did you know when you picked it up, were you kind of confident, they're probably going to call this back, but hey, you never know. Let me go run with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I kind of saw it myself and I thought it was incomplete. But like you said, we taught the play to the whistle, and there was no whistle. Pick the ball up, so I took the ball up, and kind of took off running. And as I was running, I was still waiting to kind of hit a whistle. But after about 15 yards or so, I was like, "Whoa, it must be a live ball then." So kind of tried to pick it up a little bit, and that's when I hurt myself. So.
Alec, this team has looked a lot different with Daniel Jones at quarterback. How about what you've seen from him so far through his first four starts?
I think he's done well. He's a guy that's very competitive, and you can see the drive. Nothing really fazes him. When he's out there, when he make a mistake, good or bad, he pretty much stays the same. He pretty much stays even keel, and glad to have him on my team. Definitely got to see him, continue to improve and push the offense a little bit more. So, we're definitely looking forward to, his growth and, what he brings to the table.
Well, good to have you back on the field. Good to have you back on the show, and good luck against the Cardinals this weekend.
Yeah, good luck on Sunday, Alec.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, take care, man.
Alec Ogletree of the New York Giants and this Giant Player Report has been brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.